This is the part of the report that tells us about training foreign workers working in the department, the leave utilization, the performance rewards, skills development, terminations, the people who are being fired from the department, the recruitment for a period and a promotion, employment equity and so on. Is there anybody who wants to?
Chair, I think that when I looked at this, most of this information has already been discussed in each of those programs. So I don't see very much I need to personally go back to that.
In fact, from when you finish the Auditor General's report, everything else is a repetition of what we already know in words, so it's written now in numbers. So do we take it therefore that this one is done now? The recommendations that we have...
Can I just make one comment about... I'm not sure what page it is on, and you raised it about the page 162. I really think we should be making a formal comment about the apparent excessive use of consultants and the cost thereof.
In the discussion in the committee when this report was dealt with, we extensively raised this matter of excessive use of consultants. In fact, if you look at these figures here, every figure that has got 7 digits that is considered to be too much excessive. But they have got figures that have got even 10 digits.
Can I just make some comments there?
Mm.
You know, Chair, the DG said that there were some service providers that they only used on a once-off. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to employ someone permanently, and I think that's a very feasible explanation. But if you look at legal services, 10 million, agriculture, 68 million, organization and project management, you know, 113 million.
Mm.
Buildings and construction, 138 million. Okay, maybe buildings and construction, I can understand. But the others, Chair, they seem to be core departmental issues. Project management, agriculture, initiatives like that. Is the department got a dual department? One of civil servants and one of consultants is the question.
That's very strange. They spend $1 million to pay for the qualification central inspection. But the qualification verification is only 7,000. So I don't understand what this other one was, where they spend a million rounds. So what would be the core? But the Auditor General has promised that they will come and brief us on this matter, because it is an important issue for them as well. So maybe what we need to do is to issue a recommendation regarding the excessive use of consultants by the department. I know that the department has a problem in terms of its capacity. the report is done, we will then produce a draft report and bring it to the committee for finalization, and then we submit to the House. Let's go to the Commission. I hope this report then will put to rest our concerns about these claims that are finalized, you know, completed but not finalized, and the backlog and the new, because they have to explain to us what is the problem with the new. During the period under review, a total of 416 new claims were settled against the target of 90 new claims that had to be settled. These claims were, but this statement does not link up correctly with the statement we read in the report just now. Claims were settled but not finalized. The Commission's report says, didn't finalize. I guess the target of 90. Okay. What is the total budget for the commission?
Page 51
of the report.